Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Did you guys see that so many kids that are wearing Crocs at school now that a lot of schools are starting to ban them? Yeah, there are schools in 12 different states that are banning Crocs.
Honestly, they're so ugly. They should just be banned, period.
I do agree.
Yeah, unfashionable.
I hate that they're starting to grow on me, even all these years later.
They're so comfortable.
That's what I've heard.
I had a vendetta against them as well. And I used to, like, make fun of kids in Crocs. I was like, oh. And then I wore some, and I was like, okay. And then I got the fuzzy lined ones, and I was like, I'm sold.
So I had a pair of hot pink, magenta colored, if you will, Crocs back in the day, and I wore them to Busch Gardens when I was 8 or 9 years old, and I wore them all day thinking the same thing. This is a comfortable shoe that could get wet when I go on the water rides. I have never had a blister that bad in my entire life. You know the part where it kind of hinges so you can put them into sport mode, the little plastic piece? It dug into my foot all day. I had a gash the size of a nickel on my foot for 2 weeks.
I was with Cassie. I hated them, and then Hollis bought some into the house, and I put them on. I'm like, wait a minute. But school, there are so many kids that are tripping over the Crocs, and podiatrists absolutely hate them because they're really pretty bad for your feet, that there are like 12 states now that are starting to ban it.
Crocs. No way.
Yeah. Mm. Can't have any nice things around here anymore.
Well, apparently they're not nice.
They're not nice, though.
Yeah.
All right. All right, so tell us about the advice that you got from this dating coach.
Yeah, so I talked to Nellie, who's the number one matchmaker for high-value singles. She came on my podcast this week. And you know what? I thought we were going to have beef this week because something very strange happened when I posted the episode on Tuesday. I was like, why did I get a copyright infringement from Spotify after posting this episode where all we talked about was parties and stuff? And I'm thinking, did somebody from her camp, because we posted the same episode, did somebody from her camp report me and call this in as a copyright infringement? So I'm sitting on it for like a day. I'm like, what could have happened? So I go into my, I go behind the scenes to check out what happened with the episode.
Yeah.
I had to edit our episode differently because we did video, and I never do video because mostly people come on my podcast anonymously. And I had to export it through a different program so that when I exported it, I just I had just uploaded music instead of our entire episode.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, so it's on me. It's my fault. Okay. So finally, the episode got posted yesterday where we talked about, you know, how to approach somebody at a party. And it was specifically for Halloween parties. We talked about manifestation. And it's in the 3 years of doing this podcast, that is the one topic we've never covered, is like how to manifest someone into your life. And also just kind of like getting personal advice from my own dating experience. And I told her that I was going to this Halloween party, and I have this feeling that sometimes I don't know if it's just on me where I feel desperate, or I don't know if I come off desperate, but you guys have seen me in the wild. Like, I'm very comfortable with approaching a group of guys. If I see somebody that I think is cute at a bar, like, I'm going to go up to them. So I asked her, kind of hoping that she would give me like some manifestation tips on how to manifest someone to approach me. I was like, how do I approach someone, or how do I get them to approach me without looking desperate? And she gave me a couple of tips. And the first thing she said was, if you're going to a Halloween party or any kind of themed holiday party, period, you already kind of have your built-in pickup line. Like, you don't have to think about anything crazy, super creative. All you have to do is approach them and make some kind of comment about their costume. Or maybe if it's an ugly Christmas sweater party, you make some joke about their ugly Christmas sweater. So for me, when I was at a Halloween party last week, I think I approached a guy who looked like a Jedi or something. And I knew he was a Jedi, but I came up and I was like, oh, this is a really interesting trash bag costume you've got on. And there the Star Wars nerds want to defend what they're wearing and immediately want to start talking to you. And there and behold, mm-hmm. a conversation. Another tip that she gave me was that if you don't want to make some kind of comment about like their costume, or if you're just going to like an office party where there's really no theme or anything you have to dress up for, literally just go up to somebody and like clink their glass and just say mm-hmm. cheers. It just makes you look friendly. It makes you look inviting mm-hmm. and it makes you look like that. It makes you look like you're willing to socialize with people, which I think is a very attractive trait and doesn't come off desperate. It just comes off as friendly. Something else that she mentioned was just like making a note to approach a certain amount of people. She's like, sometimes we just have to have goals in our head. If we're going to a party and we know we want to meet new people or have guys approach us, just make a list in your head that my one goal isn't to get a date out of this, isn't to get a boyfriend out of this. It's just to talk to 3 new people, which I think is a very like low bar you can set for yourself that so that you can leave the party feeling like you accomplished something. So overall, it was a very enlightening episode on how to have that confidence without looking desperate.
So I love her advice 90%. Of the time. Her podcast is called Ask Nelly, and she's on the Pioneer, my podcast network. So, no?
It's called High Value Dating.
High Value Dating. She's Nelly. So, when you're saying that, did her camp hit my camp up? We're all in the same camp.
Oh, yeah, we're on the same camp. I mean, yeah. I was like, maybe somebody was like upset that I had posted it the same day she had posted it. I was like, me and this girl are going to have words.
Here's what I love about her take, and again, it is high value dating, is that she's a really big fan of giving guys like just a sign, and then the guy's responsibility is to run with it, and you do not continually chase the guy. It goes back to that old saying, like, men are hunters, let them hunt and know your value and let them come after you rather than you aggressively go after them.
So where's the 10% that you don't like?
I was thinking the same thing.
This, you know what? I'm just not a real big fan of this whole feminine and masculine energy thing, and she really is. And I've had bad experiences with that in the past, so it rubs me the wrong way. But most of the time, I'm like, yes, she is really giving great advice.
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to what she says, and I'm a big fan of her podcast because she is so like direct and she doesn't really beat around the bush. But I think people can weaponize the whole masculine and feminine thing. I think women specifically can use the whole feminine argument to just be lazy, like, I'm a girl, so he should just do this. Whereas I feel like there's a lot of truth to like the polarity when it comes to heterosexual relationships. But it's not an excuse to like, you know, be a toxic man or be a lazy lady.
She pretty much says like, know your worth. You're a queen. Know your worth. Let them chase you. It's really, really great.
Yeah, it's really good. And so I posted our episode yesterday, finally, because I finally exported it the correct way. You can check out my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, on the Pioneer Network. Same camp as High Value Dating.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show is very proud to be the official sponsor of the Time Change this weekend.
We are?
Yep.
Okay.
We spent a lot of money on that copywriting. If anybody else says daylight savings time, we can throw out a cease and desist on that.
I don't know if we want to own that because a lot of people are kind of pissed at it and don't like it.
We spent a lot of money being the official sponsor.
You're not supporting.
A lot of people are going to be wonky on Monday, right? Because everything gets all messed up, right?
Why are we doing this? I mean, I know why we used to do it back in the day for the most part, but it's like, it's going to get dark so early. And then if you have a kid, it throws off their sleep schedule. Mm-hmm. It's just a big old pain in the butt.
Right. But it is what it is. And we paid a lot of money to sponsor it this year.
Okay.
If you hear
the Burt Show's daylight savings time.
Yep. If you hear anybody else use those words, let us know so we can hit them with a cease and desist.
Got it.
All right. Going into the weekend here, she is super pumped about going to a wedding, not because she's invested in the love, because she's invested in the drama. Hey, Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. All right, spill it. What's going on?
Okay, now. All right, so I know y'all. And I know y'all like to talk about weddings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know y'all like drama.
We do.
So here we I got something for all of that together.
Okay? No, you are. Okay, let's go. I can hear the giddiness in your voice.
Yeah. What do you got?
And that tea is ready to be poured because it's hot.
Let's go.
Okay, so this weekend I'm supposed to go to a wedding. Mm-hmm. And the word on the street is that the groom is either going to bail on the wedding last minute, or he's going to do something to embarrass the bride.
Mm-hmm. What's mm-hmm. Okay, Lisa, what's the history here? Why is he doing this?
Okay, so, well, the bride, she did something that's just really rude and everything. She cheated on him.
Yeah, that's fairly rude.
Qualifies as rude.
Yeah. Falls under rude.
Okay, but see, that's the thing. You know, folks be out there and they cheat and stuff. But, you know, why are you going to cheat with the groom's brother?
Oh, no.
How did this whole thing unravel?
Yes. And, of course, the brother is a groomsman, all this good stuff. So, you know, these layers are happening here. Uh-huh. But with the brother. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so a third party knew about the scandal. And I know the third party.
Okay.
And so that's how I know. So, yeah, I'm getting it all by this other person because this other person told it. They went back to the groom and they told it. So.
How long has this been happening?
I'm sorry, say it again.
How long has the affair been happening?
Now, from what I understand from the other person, they said they've known about it for about a month.
Oof.
Right. And as soon as it happened, like maybe a weekend later, they went and told the person because they were like, should I or shouldn't I? Should I or shouldn't I? So we don't know exactly how long that's been going on.
Okay.
But it's out there.
Okay.
And so
it's out there.
Now, yeah, so it's out there. So now everybody kind of, well, not everybody, but me, some other people that are going to the wedding, we like know that the groom is planning something.
He's plotting something.
And it's just, oof.
Oof. So this might be.
Families don't know. So the father of the bride, you know, she got a little change. You know, spent $25,000 on the venue. Yeah, this not getting ready to be no court side. I mean, not court side, but court. But
justice of the peace at the courthouse kind of thing.
This
I got you.
Be at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Okay. This is about to be at a big house and a lot of people. And woo. Honey.
It's the kind of wedding I want to go to.
Yeah, right?
I want an invite.
This might be. So you've got.
I cannot wait to see what is getting ready to go down because he is fuming from what the other person said whenever he told it. And so he'd been sitting on it. And
wow.
He just didn't feel right. He was like, because you know you love that person and you love your brother. And so you just be like. So he's been sitting on it. And it's just like he is he's at a boiling point. Mm. So I wonder what he's getting ready to do. And I can't wait to see it be right there, front row and center. I'm going to bring a little popcorn in my purse.
You'd be shocked how quickly I would be able to fall out of love. You're like, oh, he's still in love with her. Nuh-uh, that's it for me. So you got everybody flying into town. And he's just playing this whole thing out. Now, most guys would not be able to do this.
That's impressive.
Emotionally reactive, and you wouldn't be able to hold on to this. But he's got to be that mad. But I'm wondering if this sounds good in his head and sounds good on paper, but when it comes to it, he'll call it off beforehand.
Oh, this is a great idea. Because now when you've broken up the engagement and the future marriage, everybody, all your friends, family, all the people that are important to you, they know. They heard it straight from the horse's mouth that she cheated on him, and he doesn't have to send out some kind of press release or make everyone like return the gifts. He's going to get the gifts. He still gets the party, and he gets to gloat the fact that he is the one to get to break off this relationship, and it can't be painted to make him look bad in any way, unless they think it's a bad idea for him to spill the tea at the wedding.
Lisa, how many people know about this and are going to this wedding for the same reason you're going to the wedding?
I think about a fourth. Like I said, the families do not know, but these inner circles that are close to him and things like that do know.
It's so hard to keep a secret like that. I wonder if she's going to find out beforehand blow it up before.
No, this is so good and so juicy. Like you feel bad because he's, you know, his bride cheated on him with his own brother. And so there's that. So you kind of feel bad for being like so excited to go to a wedding like this. However, I think because it is so explosive and it's going to be an S show.
Mm-hmm.
People want to see it because we love the drama. So people are going to keep their trap shut because they want to see what the fallout's going to be.
This will be the first wedding in the history of weddings that has a 100% attendance rate.
Right?
And nobody misses it.
Hey, Lisa.
I mean, it's so sad that, you know, because the groom, you know, he thought he was marrying the love of his life.
Yeah.
You want to root for love, but boy, oh boy.
I stopped doing that a long time ago.
Lisa, make sure you get there early so you get a good seat, okay?
Oh, absolutely. And I told you I'm going to have a little popcorn in the pot.
All right. We will talk to you on Monday where you will be able to pour that tea for us, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We asked an interesting question earlier yesterday on The Burt Show, and I'm wondering if it applies here as Mommy Chula has just entered the building to tell us what's going on.
Hello. What's up, Mommy Chula? Hi, boo.
To tell us what's going on in Atlanta this weekend. Mo and I were very strong in our belief here that Halloween, if you're done celebrating Halloween, if the finish line is actually Halloween. So if you're going to go to a Halloween party,
right,
it would have been any time before Halloween. So here you are telling us about what's going on in Atlanta this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Are people still celebrating Halloween this weekend with parties?
There's a few things, yes. They are doing still the pumpkin thing, but I feel like that's still Thanksgiving-ish.
Oh, look at Mo. He's not happy.
It's fall. Pumpkin is fall.
I guess. All right. They found a loophole.
Do you not eat pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving?
I do. That's
okay,
fair.
Okay, then.
That's fair.
Shut pumpkin pie hole.
You sounded like the ghost dog that we heard yesterday. Yeah.
I got a question. Is pumpkin pie better than sweet potato pie?
Oh, hell
no.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Yes.
No.
What kind of craziness is this?
Absolutely not.
Listen, you know, all the black people said nope.
Not even close. No.
I will be 100 with you. Now that I think about it, I don't think I've ever had sweet potato pie.
I don't like the consistency of it.
You got to change that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Better than pumpkin pie with that fresh whipped cream on top of it?
All day long.
I got to be honest. I think they're both trash.
What?
It's mushy. It's gushy. The crust is never the right consistency.
Ugh. What would you rather have?
Pecan pie.
Yes.
Pecan pie warmed up with some ice cream.
It's apple pie for me.
Apple pie with vanilla ice cream.
Solid. All right, so what's going on in Atlanta this weekend?
Okay.
People got to be here.
Tonight, the Atlanta Fair is in its final week, so it's Georgia's only urban fair held at the gray lot of Old Turner Field. So, you know, you got your rides, of course, your carnival cuisine, like cotton candy, funnel cakes, and Polish sausage.
And that whole parking lot is haunted by really bad Braves teams from the 70s and 80s.
I like that. So Saturday, Chastain Park Fall Arts Festival on November 2nd and 3rd, celebration of local artists and Georgia artists with a focus of healthy food. food. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, that's not
fun.
That doesn't sound
if funny. It ain't fried, I ain't putting it in my mouth.
Save that. Save that. Yeah. I mean, a healthy right. food festival. I mean, I like as a health guy, I like it. But
I
that's
do
no
too.
Fun.
No, I like it because if you could find healthy food that tastes good, that it's doesn't got, taste.
I've hit a couple of healthy spots around Atlanta recently. And they were, like, really delicious.
But I feel like the festival, like, we're so conscious about what we're putting in our mouth health-wise. Like, mm-hmm. I feel festivals are, like, the one time where you can just say, F it, I'm going to eat everything fried, drink all of the carbs, and to make it healthy, this doesn't sound
fun. That's a cheap place. That's where you go to cheat.
Yeah,
I hear you. Okay. I wish Atlanta had a healthy, like, courtyard or something that was just all healthy, good food. Right?
I agree with that. But as far as the festival goes,
yeah,
those are meant for fat.
Absolutely.
Okay. Especially during the fall, like you want cozy things, like you want some fried butter and some fried pie.
Fried butter?
Flower Child is a fantastic
it's great.
Restaurant.
Yes. Oh,
I love
really
that
great.
Place.
It's yes. fantastic.
Delicious.
Yeah, and I'm not essing on like healthy restaurants. Right, I just think when we're talking about not festivals, festival. We should throw it out the window.
I'm with you.
Well, okay. Sorry.
You suck, boo.
That was good. Okay. Well, anyway, they're going to have art.
Oh, well, that changes things. Okay. Oh, please tell me it's folk art.
What a
healthy food and folk art. What a time.
On the art market, live art demonstrations, holiday shopping, children's area, and food, and a live acoustic music.
All right. Where is that to avoid?
It's in Chastain
Park Fall Arts Festival. All right, so Dia de los Muertos Festival at Lawrenceville Arts Center. It's a celebration of Mexican culture with food, music, and dance.
This is where you need to go, man.
Free admission. All right, and it starts at noon. And would you guys like to hear my Mexican laugh?
Oh,
my grito.
Yeah. See?
Your Mexican laugh?
Yeah, there's a Mexican laugh. So you guys say Viva Mexico, and then I'll go.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Viva Mexico!
All I know is that my sphincter just got real tight.
Sexy.
I think glass just shattered somewhere.
That's what it is. I don't know. That's the only Mexican side that comes out of me. I can do it really good.
You should go on America's Got Talent with that.
You think so?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They'll be like, who is this white girl? And they'll be like, ah, trick. Okay, so this is really cool. Native American Festival and Powwow at Stone Mountain Park running through Thursday all the way to Sunday. Have you guys ever been to a powwow?
No, I
can't say that I have. What do you does one do at a powwow?
Oh my gosh, it's so cool. My cousins are Creek Indian, and so it's the largest Native American gathering in Georgia,
okay.
And it's recognized by top 20 event by the Southeast Tourism Society. So multiple tribes get together,
yeah.
And they'll have a powwow. They'll do drums. They dance. They dress in their full. I don't know what traditional Native American dance dress stuff. And they sing, and then they have Indian tacos. It's just so good.
Oh, that's fine.
And you can get, man. You know, dream catchers and all their beautiful traditions of pottery and stuff like that.
All of their traditional arts and crafts.
Yes,
that
thank you.
Sounds amazing.
It does.
Oh, it's so cool. If you've never ever went to a powwow, you definitely should go and check it out.
Peyote too? You got some peyote? Like a peyote bar?
Pervert.
I don't know about that one, but
can I get a definition? What is that?
A peyote?
Yeah.
It's like it's a smoking drug.
Ah.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you want to go on a trip somewhere, once you get to Stone Mountain, if you want to go on another trip somewhere else, that's where you want to get stoned at Stone Mountain.
There it is.
Well, go try it out. And then Sunday is Day of the Dead Festival at Oakland Cemetery.
This would be fun.
Yeah,
this is an annual event. It honors the lives of family members who have passed away.
Have you guys been to Oakland Cemetery yet?
No.
The two of you guys?
No.
Wait, do I need to?
Yes.
Is there a reason to go?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's
Oakland
it's
Cemetery?
Hauntingly gorgeous.
This is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah.
There's a restaurant, 6 Feet Under, which is across the street.
Oh, 6 Feet Under is really good.
No, it's
really good.
And they have a great patio, and you can sit there and overlook the cemetery. And they often have events in the cemetery. And it's
like, a great part of town.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So go try it. It's free. It's family friendly, and they're going to have music, crafts for kids, authentic Mexican food, yummy get my belly, and vendor booths and costume contests. So, yeah.
Okay, that's plenty.
I love that. That's
all right. Absolutely. Between all the health food and Native American food and cemeteries, it's a busy weekend.
We covered it all.
Job well done. You literally covered every base.
Thank you for Atlanta this weekend.
Well, all right. Tell virtual listeners where they can find you.
Okay, please tune in weekdays from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for some of the latest events and giveaways right after this amazing Burt show. And if you go to any of these events, please snap a picture and tag me at DJ Mommy Chula.
Real quick, doesn't Atlanta United have a playoff game this weekend?
Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. How did I even miss that?
I got mine.
Yeah, I always miss the sports.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I'm tripping.
It's game two with Miami, so it's going to be, and Messi will be playing.
A.K.A. Ooh, the Messis.
Messi. Yeah. Oh, man. I think his jersey sold for almost like $1 million.
What?
Yeah, I was watching some Netflix thing.
I believe that.
All right, go see Messi play. But, I mean, go for Atlanta United.
Of course.
Yeah, Messi will be there.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it up.
Please, Atlanta United, win.
It's the Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Yes, there is a women's professional football team in Atlanta. They are called the Atlanta Rage. So while Mo...
Women do have a lot of rage.
I couldn't make that joke, but I'm glad you did.
I can.
Well, Messy Mikey will find out how much rage this weekend. We'll get into that in a second. So, Mo is going to a football game this weekend. He's going to go see the Falcons play the Cowboys.
Sunday, yep. Falcons play the Cowboys. It's a big game. I will be there rooting for the Cowboys, knowing they're going to lose.
Maybe after this weekend, when you're finally done with the Cowboys, it will be the Atlanta Rage that you will become the number one fan of.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I think any guy, maybe even any woman, no, probably most guys, when you're sitting there watching a football game, have you ever asked the dudes around you, like, I wonder how far I could return a punt or a kickoff, or this is the one that Hollis and I, my son and I, have all the time. How many downs would it take for you to make 1 yard in the NFL?
1 yard.
1 yard is all you got to make, man. Now, he's 140 pounds, so all he's got to do is go 3 feet.
Today, not like in your athletic prime.
Nah, today.
What's that push like the Eagles do? What do they call that?
With the quarterback?
I could get a yard with that.
A yard?
I could get Behind all those big guys?
I could get a yard.
You think?
I can get a yard today.
Without breaking anything.
I don't know about that.
He and I are always arguing about it. He's way cockier than I am. And he's like, oh, 4 yards immediately. I'm like, you're out of your mind.
You ain't getting 4 yards.
All right. So the Atlanta Rage coach, the owner and head coach and offensive coordinator, Corey is taking care of everything, is joining us this morning. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
All right. So you're the owner, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator.
I'm the owner and offensive coordinator. I hired a head coach. I have a head coach, not the head coach.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So, Corey, just so we, for those that may not be familiar with the Atlanta Rage, we do have a women's professional football team. How did it get started?
Got started from our women's flag league. The flag league is basically based out of Atlanta as well. It's a big league, and so many women around the country play tackle, believe it or not, play contact football. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta won the team as well. So we definitely have a team, divided a team in 2022, and we started a team, and it did really well, and I coached myself from the ground up.
Awesome.
Now, is this like the serious tackle football? Because I know years ago, I think women's professional football got a bad rap because I think there was like a network that was doing it in lingerie and stuff like that.
There was a lingerie league for a while.
This is not like that though, right?
Not at all. This is full-fledged, take your head off type tackle football.
That's what I'm talking about.
Heard. How many teams are in this league?
This league has about, I would say, 60 teams across the country.
Is that right?
Wow.
Absolutely.
And they take it seriously.
Yeah, we've got a championship up in the Canton, Ohio, at the Hall of Fame Stadium.
No kidding, right?
Nice.
I didn't even know this league existed, man. Either. So where do you recruit these women from? I mean, there's not female college football or high school football. So where do you recruit these women? Where do they come from?
Well, a lot of them came from the flag league. Flag league, as I said, when I first started the team, now there's flag in high school, as you know, in Atlanta, probably. A lot of them come from the athletic gyms, coaches. My biggest recruiting pot is former basketball players because of the fact that the skill set translates so easily because the hand-eye coordination, the toughness,
all those things translate very well. So it's basically, you will believe it, you will not believe that so many women want to play football here in Atlanta. It's 50% of the people population of Atlanta metro area is women. So you got a big pool of women that's working out. You look at all these, there's a gym on every corner. So we recruit at gyms and things like that. Personal trainers.
Yeah.
Play hard. And a lot of them, it's really tough that a lot of them have kids. You know, they take the kids home after practice, and then they bring them to practice, and it goes to work.
When does the season take place?
Our kids are going to start off late April, early May.
Okay. And
run through July.
And there's a full season, playoffs, championship game, like you said, in Cannes. It's the real deal.
The real deal. Hall of Fame. If any woman on our team went in our league has be the MVP of the league, her jersey goes in Cannes with the NFL guys.
Come on.
Okay.
Dang. I love this so much.
That's fire.
Okay. So we had this idea. Messy Mikey, how many games of football have you played in your entire life?
Almost zero. I played two-hand touch in, like, fifth grade. That was even too rough for me.
So. Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Is that the coach? The coach is like, good God.
Mikey walked in my studio this morning. I've been messing with him all morning. He walks in, and I just kind of look at him from his feet to his head, back down to his toes, back up to his head, and then look on his face like, what are you doing? I was like, I just want to see your bones, how they are now before tomorrow.
What is your, on a roster, what would be your height and weight?
What? I don't know about the roster part, but I'm 6 foot and I weigh like 130.
I was messing with Mikey. I told him they had a woman on the team that's 205, nothing but muscle, and they call her the Big Hurt.
Is that right?
No, I was just messing with him. Oh, I was making that up.
Listen, Corey, I'm living in Terror Town here. You think you could bring out the flag football?
No.
So, Tommy, please tell everybody what Mikey is doing tomorrow morning and
okay,
where.
So he's going to have at least 11 players suited up. We do have pads for Mikey. Mikey will put on full-on football pads and gear. And he is going to be at one end of the field. They're going to be at another. We're doing this at, I think, JFK Park in Atlanta.
Okay.
And they're going to kick off to him. And for every yard he gains, we're going to give him, what, $1?
I don't remember.
Oh, it should be more than that.
$30.
I mean, Bert, he's going to do it. We're going to kick off several times.
Okay.
Just so we get enough audio and video for the purposes of on air.
All right, Corey, let me ask you this. Generally on kickoffs, how far do they kick? And it's generally received at what yard line?
Generally, we kick from a 40, and it's 40 opposite 40 up, minus 40, the other side of the 50. And basically, they generally field the ball around the 20-yard line.
Okay.
And women's football, unless you got a great kick, your kick is like a 10. But around the 20-yard line, 25-yard line, they field it right there.
In this field we're doing it on tomorrow, Corey, it's like AstroTurf, right? It's turf?
Correct.
And it's not marked off. So what we thought we would do, I thought I'd run out to like Dick's and get some of those orange cones. And I was like, that's not Mikey. So what we're going to do is every 5 yards, we're going to mark it with a Mikey signature style with a red solo cup every 5 yards.
I thought it was you're going to say a Miller Lite can. all right. So that's his beer choice. So for every yard you get, you can also get a Miller Lite.
Okay.
He's into it.
He ain't getting by the money.
So I know you're going to be running. Is somebody going to be standing next to Mikey to catch it and pass it off to him? Because I don't know if he can
Are you talking about the football or his head?
To catch the football.
The ball goes up. If he catches it or not, he's getting creamed.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
No, but it's really hard to catch the ball.
I have a technical question. If I don't catch the ball, can I pick it up off the ground and run? Is that how football works?
Yes. Okay.
You better pick it up and go somewhere.
You better.
I'm running to my car is what I'm running to.
Like I said, we're going to do this several times.
Right.
So if he doesn't catch it on the first one, he may catch it on the 13th.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. So it's a kickoff, and you'll do it a couple of different times. I'll tell you what I will do is instead of $1, that's not nearly enough, I'll give you $10 for every yard on average.
I got another technical question.
Okay.
Is a yard 3 feet?
It is.
All right.
Just so you know, you can take that up with your business manager, Amy, because what we got approved was a dollar.
Okay. I'll pick up the rest.
Okay. It won't be much.
Sounds good.
All right. So,
so 11 players. Hey, by the way, Corey, because I know like these women are coming, like they have families, they have like real jobs, and they do this on the side because of their love and passion for football. So the 11 women that are showing up tomorrow, please tell them thank you from us for doing this.
And
absolutely.
Also tell them that I have a family too.
I don't care about that, my man.
One last thing. We are professionally miking up Mikey. Okay. So we will hear the full sound of the hits.
Nice.
We've also got our professional Burt Show video crew coming out to film it.
And
Jackson's going to be on hand to do play-by-play.
Okay.
So we're going to have a nice little audio package Monday of this whole thing happening.
Do you think we can get one of the Burt's Big Adventure doctors to come out and volunteer?
Yes, please.
just in case.
Dr. Tom is a bone doctor, so maybe he could come out.
All 11 women are going against Mikey? Like, you don't have any blocker?
Not one blocker.
Lord have mercy. Good luck, Mikey.
Unless you want to get out there.
I am not available.
Also, I mentioned this to my friends. I think we're going to have a crowd, too. It's just in a park, right? Yeah. So I think there might be a crowd.
Okay. You invited someone?
I didn't invite them. They said I'm coming.
We call them witnesses.
If anybody does want to be a witness, it's going to be at JFK Park in Atlanta tomorrow. He's going to suit up at 8:30, and they're going to probably get going about 9 a.m.
Okay. All right. So he should be in the hospital by 9:50. Corey, also be sure to tell the women what he said off the air, which was, this isn't even a real league.
Hey,
women can't play.
Say that.
Yep.
Corey did not pass that message along. I did not say it.
I heard that.
The kicker right there. They love that kind of talk.
Don't worry, Mikey. I'm Googling right now. Closest hospital to JFK Park.
Do we know?
Do
you guys do concussion protocol also? Do you know that? If he gets a concussion, if you're going to put him back in or not?
It's all him.
It's all you, man.
Y'all are paying for my hospital bills if I get hurt. And I'm being serious.
We didn't get that approved through the business manager. Sorry.
I don't care.
Get enough yards. You can pay for it yourself.
All right, Corey.
Fantastic.
Corey from Atlanta Rage. It is a women's professional football team here in town. Mikey will be there tomorrow morning, and we'll talk to you again on Monday, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks. The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It was so interesting to see her mood change like that the second she got asked a question that she obviously did not want to get asked. I'm talking about Jennifer Lopez at a screening from over the weekend where she was signing some autographs for some fans after they watched her movie Unstoppable that comes out on Amazon Prime. So Jennifer Lopez was out just signing some autographs, you know, doing what she does. This is very typical for her. You know, she's a celeb. She's an A-lister. Of course, people want her autograph. She's out there signing. People are like, Jennifer, look over here. She smiles and gives a little autograph. And then all of a sudden, somebody asks her about
Diddy and asked her if she has any comments about Diddy, because of course they dated for 2 years, mm-hmm. from 99 to 2001. And the second the word Diddy came out of that interviewer's mouth, she took off with her team immediately. No hesitation. Mm-hmm. You could tell instantly she wanted nothing to do with these comments, which, I mean, really, what can you do? Like, she's there to support or to promote her own work. Mm-hmm. The last thing she wants to have is any kind of negative press about an ex-boyfriend.
And I'm guessing, because we've experienced this before, that the PR team came in before. Was this a one-on-one interview, or is this just people like yelling out questions?
This is like outside. I mean, there's like a barricade, and there's a bunch of photographers and fans and people with their phones, and they have, you know, vinyls of hers, and they're asking, you know, her to sign them, and she's going down the line that like you typically would see outside of any kind of mm-hmm. premiere, and she's got her Sharpie and she's signing them, and somebody from the crowd asks about Diddy.
Okay, yeah.
Probably somebody from a news outlet, you know, like mm-hmm. Hollywood Unlocked or something.
I was going to say, what we do sometimes is they will try to hit us with like, hey, you're not allowed to ask this and you're not allowed to ask this, and we don't take those interviews. But that's an uncontrolled environment right there, so anything goes.
It was the wild, wild west for the fans, and she wanted nothing to do with it, and she took off. So kind of a bummer for anybody that wanted an autograph from Jennifer Lopez, but she is just not having any of these Diddy questions. All right, Shaun White and Nina Dobrev are finally engaged. They are one of my favorite celeb couples. They're so well matched, and I've really loved watching, you know, their love blossom over the years. I was a big Vampire Diaries fan growing up. That's the show that she starred in on the CW. And so I've seen her date her co-stars and other people. And so when you see that person finally find their one, it's really exciting. You feel like you've kind of won in a mm-hmm. way. So Shaun White and Nina Dobrev finally got engaged, but apparently he tried to propose to her twice, and there were two mishaps that happened before the final proposal. The third time, the charm finally went down.
But is that not a sign if you try to propose twice and it doesn't go accordingly? Are you looking at the universe like, is this my sign that I'm not supposed to be engaged to this person?
Let's hear the details on this, because it might.
There were some bad omens for sure. So the first time around, this is being reported on by E! News, Shaun revealed to Vogue in a story that was published on October 30th that he eventually wanted to propose to Nina during their summer vacation this year. But then she fractured her knee during a biking accident in May, so that whole plan went out the window. And so then she goes through rehab, she gets surgery, everything's fine. And so then they went on a big trip to Cape Town, South Africa, with a bunch of other friends. And I guess the friends kept asking, so when are you getting engaged? When is it going down? Are you guys getting married anytime soon? And he felt like that ruined the mm-hmm. vibe so much that he was like, this is just simply not the case.
For sure.
So finally, he did the typical thing that a lot of guys do. They create the shrine with the candles and the flower petals, and eventually got down on one knee, and now they're getting married. I'm so excited for them. if you don't care about love, if you just care about, you know, your favorite movie or your favorite TV franchise, Game of Thrones just announced that they are coming out with a movie, and it's going to be a big budget movie, which you would expect nothing less from Game of Thrones, because I think each of those episodes costs like $10 million mm-hmm. to produce. So George R.R. Martin was talking about this, and he said that he's going to need like a budget of $100 million to make this happen for 2 hours. Obviously, those dragons, very expensive. You got to have the big budget. But there's literally no information about it, no directors, no actors being attached to it. We just know that it's happening, and it's going to be a huge moneymaker for whatever studio takes it on.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, because my husband and I, massive Game of Thrones fans, I'm like, where are they going to pick this story up, and what are they going to do? Because the finale was a little lackluster. I think a lot of fans were kind of left like, this is how we're going to end it. So I'm not mad that there's going to be a movie, because I think there could be like some redemption here and like some good closure. But I'm just curious as to like who's going to be involved.
Well, I think they have the opportunity to do the funniest thing they could do in this moment, because so many people were upset about that finale. People just did not like the way that it ended. What if they took those 2 or 3 hours, however long the movie's going to be, and they're just like at the very beginning, we're going to scrap all of season whatever, and this is actually how we want the Game of Thrones franchise to end. So
people will love that, because so many were so upset with that finale.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens. All right, Justin Bieber might be suing his ex-business managers after he was hit with an unpaid bill of $400,000. I'm going to tell you how that happened on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you struggle to feel the presence of God with you throughout stressful days? Prayer in Motion by Jennifer Tucker shows you how to bring prayer into your daily routine through simple movements and mindful rhythms that draw your heart and mind back to God anytime, anywhere. Get your copy now wherever you buy books.